ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदा देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः कर्मसन्न्यासयोगो नाम पञ्चमोऽध्यायः. As explained in the previous class, see, there's no choice between two lifestyles, twofold sadhanas. The twofold sadhanas, twofold sadhana in the sense, one has to live a life of karma yoga, a dharma governed lifestyle, definitely, for one's adequate emotional stability and intellectual sharpness. Without which one cannot be adequately prepared for this assimilation of this knowledge. Therefore, karma yoga is a sadhanam. It is sadhanam, is a means of, indirect means of attainment of knowledge as a pre-preparatory discipline for the knowledge. Because nobody can escape this. One must have already gone through or one must be going through. A person goes through this karma yoga lifestyle, then what next sadhanam is jnana yogaha. So karma yogaha and jnana yogaha are the two disciplines everyone has to definitely go through. And jnana yogaha, we know, involving three steps: shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. So shravanam is for resolving the ignorance to attain knowledge, and that for the knowledge to be completely free of doubts, the next step involved is mananam. And once there's a doubt-free clear knowledge, assimilation of the doubt-free knowledge is possible only when we repeatedly dwell upon what has been understood, clearly understood. Therefore, three steps are involved ultimately. To enjoy the benefit of the knowledge, one must have doubt-free, clear, assimilated knowledge. And that, not simply knowledge. For the knowledge has to be doubt-free, and the doubt-free knowledge must be assimilated, for which shravanam, mananam, and nididhyasanam are the steps respectively. All these three steps together form, we say, jnana yogaha, which is a discipline. So there's no choice. These two disciplines have to be gone through. One has to go through sequentially. Karma yoga first and jnana yoga later. And attainment of knowledge is possible definitely, and which itself is moksha. That was made very clear before. But in the fifth chapter, what is made clear is, between the two lifestyles, between the two sadhanas, is a jnana karma yoga and jnana yoga, there's no choice. They both have to be gone through sequentially. That was made clear before. And here, between the two lifestyles, again it is said, between, Arjuna's question was, which of the two lifestyles is better? As living as a householder, following a life of karma yoga is better, or living a life of sannyasi, you know, skipping the householder's lifestyle is better. Okay, that is actually implied in the next question. So now we already know very clearly, between the two disciplines, karma yoga and jnana yoga, there's no choice. So karma yoga is a prerequisite, the discipline, and the jnana yoga is the discipline which is to follow. Karma Yoga without Jnana Yoga will be incomplete. Jnana Yoga without Karma Yoga will be impossible. These two disciplines have to follow, have to be followed sequentially, ultimately to attain the Jnana. But again, Arjuna's question here is about the lifestyles, two committed lifestyles. Why? Because I explained to you very clearly previously, there are two lifestyles. One can choose after Brahmacharya Ashrama, one can choose to get married, enter into a householder's life, and where one can implement on knowledge of dharma and live a life of dharma, live a karma yoga life of karma yoga. This is a grihastha ashrama. In fact, Shastram does emphasize that everyone should go through grihastha ashrama lifestyle, because that is where one really has an opportunity to involve oneself in all forms of duties, responsibilities. One can really pursue things, enjoy things, understand limitations of things. Thereby one can naturally discover dispassion. One can really grow. Discovering the dispassion for everything in the world, thereby discover passion for knowledge itself, is a maturity. And such maturity is possible. It is a maturity born out of understanding, which is otherwise said to be discovering dispassion is maturity born out of understanding, and which is possible only if a person lives properly a life of karma, life of grihastha, as a karma yogi. And so gradually one can go through sannyasa mentally. But the Shastram also prescribes another lifestyle called sannyasa lifestyle. And this one must be very clear. After brahmacharyam, if a person is adequately prepared, the person has a burning urge for jnanam. He is given a choice of skipping the dharma, this grihastha ashrama. It is not for everybody. If a person is really prepared, and because of his janmantra samskara, or because of his, you know, somehow this person must be qualified, if his commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is such, then this person is allowed to choose to follow a lifestyle called sannyasaha. So skipping the ashramas in between, skipping the grihastha ashrama and vanaprastha ashrama, the person can choose to follow a lifestyle called sannyasaha. And this is such a choice of sannyasa is called naishtika brahmacharyam. So naishtika brahmacharya means a person going through sannyasa, taking to life sannyasa, skipping the ashramas. So Shastram allows it, but it is not recommended for everybody. Very rare. Acha sannyasi is not a real sannyasi. Acha sannyasi is not a wise person. His choice of life of sannyasa itself is for wisdom, for knowledge. And he is called Vividisha Sannyasi. Vividisha Sannyasi. Vetum Icha Yasya Saha Vividishuhu. Vetum Icha Yasya Saha Vividishuhu. The one who wants to know is said to be Vividishuhu. And the desire to know is called Vividisha. Like Jignasa, this is also called Jignasa, and Vividisha mean the same actually. The desire to know is called Vividisha. The one who has the desire to know, in order to know, so one who commits himself totally to the pursuit of knowledge. Which means the person has the bent of mind that he can sit the whole day. Whole day means whenever he's awake or so many number of hours, all the time he can spare only for studying the Shastram, discussing the Shastram, dwelling upon the Shastram without any deviation. Is it possible? Even of 1.5 hours, you will feel tired of listening, which means we don't need to worry. Bhagavan doesn't expect everybody to live like that. And such a person who is capable of sparing all his time for Shastra study, Shastra Sarvanam, Shastra Mananam, Shastra Nidhyanam, Shastra Vicharaha, then sharing his knowledge, understanding. If a person can live his life like that, and that such a person is allowed to live a sannyasa. And he is called Vividisha Sannyasi. And he is totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, means to the exclusion of other pursuits. Whereas a person who lives a Grihastha Ashrama life, living a life Karma Yoga, for him also ultimate goal is moksha. He is also committed to the pursuit of knowledge. That is why he is able to live a life of Karma Yoga, a Dharma governed lifestyle. But still, he is not totally committed. He is committed, but still he also has other pursuits. He doesn't pursue only jnanam. In fact, he lives his life to prepare his mind for jnanam. Therefore, he is also given to other pursuits. There's only difference. Whereas a sannyasi, the person who chooses to live as a sannyasa, is a vidisha sannyasi, and who pursues the knowledge to the exclusion of all the pursuits. Therefore, he spends all his time only in things pertaining to the knowledge. In terms of studying, sharing, dwelling, discussing, etc. And such a person is also revered in society, that that person's basic needs are taken care of. If somebody really genuinely is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and the Vedic society where the culture is such that they respect, and then they take care of the basic needs. If a commitment is only to the pursuit of knowledge, then there's no need for that person to think of tomorrow, think of yesterday, I think of any other things. Only for the organizational matters they may think of other things. Saving, not for individual purpose. I want to save money, I want to keep the money safe, not for individual purpose. Sometimes because of it is for the cause of the Shastram, for the organizational matters, the person, if he's involved, one may need to save money and all that. Otherwise, not for one's own self. Therefore, such a person need not worry about anything. He basic needs of that person, food, shelter, clothing, simple half and clothing, they're all taken care of by society. This is called sannyasa lifestyle, isn't it? So, the Vividishas, whether a person chooses to live a life of sannyasa as a Vividisha sannyasi, or the person chooses to live a Grihastha Ashrami after Brahmacharya, enters into Grihastha Ashrama, lives a life of householder, following life of Karma Yoga. For both of them, goal is the same. The goal is there's no difference. So here, so now Arjuna wants to escape. Because he's still, there's difficulty involved in living his life as a non-sannyasi. Because he has to do his duties. And he has to do what? His kshatriya dharma, varna dharma he has to do. He has to do his contribute through his follow by contribute to society's well-being by following his varna dharma. And he has to do his ashrama dharma also for his own upliftment. I mentioned it to you very clearly. These two types of dharmas designed by a shastra. Every human being has twofold dharmas. One is one's own ashrama dharma. And other one is varna dharma. And this twofold dharma one has to follow for what? By following your ashrama dharma, you take care of your individual growth, maturity. That is for up one's own the upliftment, self-upliftment. Whereas varna dharma is for the upliftment of the society. You don't need to do anything out of the, you don't need to do anything specially to do the society. Just by doing your duties as a, you know, but the varna, still you're contributing for society's well-being. Today, nowadays, we can say, whatever is your profession you have chosen to do, but through your profession, you're contributing for the social well-being, irrespective of whatever you're doing. So, therefore, this ashram has given. So between these two lifestyles, which is the better? That is what is Arjuna's question here. It does not ask between the two sadhanas. Between karma yoga, living life karma yoga and jnana yoga, what is better? He doesn't ask now. Everyone has to go through both sequentially. Until preparation karma yoga, and for once you are prepared, then jnana yoga. Even for preparation, even to live karma yoga, you can be given study of the shastram, there's no doubt. But there's no choice. And here, there's no choice. And this also, here you have a choice. You can choose to be a grihastha, you can choose to be a sannyasi. Your choice is here. You're allowed to choose. Okay, choice is there between choosing a lifestyle, a householder's lifestyle as a karma yogi, or you can choose to be a sannyasi. Okay, and there, but so which of the two is better? That is Arjuna's question here. And Krishna quickly says what? Tayostu karma sannyasat karma yogo visishyate. I think this is where we stopped last class. This is my introduction anyway. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Arjuna Uvacha Sannyasasya Mahabaho. Tattvamichhami veditum tyagasya cha Hrishikesha. Om Arjuna uvacha sanyasam karmanam Krishna punaryogam cha shamsasi yachreyayetayorekam tanme bruhi sunischitam. So this is what we saw last class. Hey Krishna, sanyasam shamsasi, punaha yogam cha shamsasi. Yetayoho yata shreyaha, tat me sunischitam bruhi. Okay. Please tell me which of the two is better. So be careful. And previously with very close questions, which of the two is better? Means here he is not asking which of the two is better. Is Jnana Yoga important or Karma Yoga important? Which of the two is better? Tell me any only one that he doesn't ask. That has been made very clear. There's no choice between Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. They had to be followed sequentially, ultimately for Jnanam. But Karma Yoga is in an indirect means because of preparatory discipline, and Jnana Yoga is the direct means, which is for Jnanam, which itself is Moksha. There's no choice. But between these two lifestyles, householder, living a life karma, householder as a Karma Yogi and a Sannyasi, that choice is there. But again, this choice is based on one's, it's based on one's mental condition, maturity again. Therefore, Krishna has to make, so he is asking. And now Krishna's answer. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha
சந்நியாசக் கர்மயோகஸ்ச நிஸ்ரேயசகராபுபௌ தயோஸ்து கர்ம சந்நியாசாத் கர்மயோகோ விசிஷ்யதே.
Doesn't matter if you were not there last class, I can make it clear. So, sannyasaha karma yogaha. Whether a person chooses to live a life of householder, as a married person, as a householder, he lives a life of karma yogaha. Or, no, giving up all other pursuits, a person chooses to live a life of sannyasa, totally come to the pursuit of knowledge, both lifestyles, okay, or ubo nishreyasa karau, no doubt, living a life karma yoga, householder as a karma yoga, also will definitely, finally, will help a person accomplish the absolute success in terms of moksha. And for a person who lives a life sannyasa, who lives really genuinely as a sannyasi, which means sannyasi lifestyle also definitely will have jnanam and moksha. Ubhau api nishreyasa karau, because in both the lifestyles, whether a person skipping the grihastha ashrama chooses to live as a sannyasa, depriving him of enjoyment of many other things in the world, why? What is it for? Ultimately for jnanam and moksha. He is serious about jnanam and moksha. Therefore, how can he be deprived of jnanam and moksha? He will have jnanam, he will attain moksha. What about the karma yogi? The grihastha. The person who chooses to live a householder's life as a grihastha, and he also lives a life of karma yoga. Why? Ultimately to prepare his mind for jnanam, which is moksha. So both the lifestyles, whether you choose this, even there's a choice is there, whichever lifestyle you follow, you choose, ultimately your end is jnanam and moksha. Therefore, ubhau api nishreyasa karau. Definitely, nishreyas means moksha, jnanam, the good, absolute good. Both of them will bless, both the lifestyles will ultimately bless one with the absolute success in terms of moksha, will bless one with absolute good in terms of jnanam. Nishreyasa karo. But look what Krishna says, tayoho, of those two lifestyles, karma sannyasat karma yogaha visishyate. So here karma sannyasaha in this context means what? Then it's better to, karma sannyasaha means the person who has the karma sannyasaha means renouncing the obligatory duties, social obligatory duties and other things, totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge to the exclusion of other pursuits, is karma sannyasaha. Of then that karma sannyasat karma yogaha visishyate. In this context of karma yoga means what? A person who chooses to live a life of householder as a grihastha is supposed to live a life karma yoga. Therefore he says that living a life grihastha as a karma yogi is alone is better, in a way it excels. So living a life of a householder as a karma yogi excels this what? Living a life of sannyasi. So tayostu karma sannyasat karma yogo visishyate. Why? Because it says, if a person is not adequately prepared for that. See, sometimes people go and ask, take sannyasa and wear saffron robes. But you may be getting bhiksha, people may respect you and all that. But if the mind is not only in shastra, you must be that, no? Then what happens? Ultimately, you may be involved in other activities. you are not prepared for this, you are neither there nor here. If you are not prepared for such a lifestyle, and you are also not living a life of karma, living a life of grihastha, and you are not living a life of sannyasi also, then what will happen? There's no way of growing emotionally because you are not living that lifestyle which is required for emotional growth. And you are not prepared enough for this lifestyle. So you are neither here nor there, means you will lose ultimately the benefit of living any of the lifestyles. So no growth is possible, therefore jnanam is not possible. Because you are not living a lifestyle which is required for growth, emotional maturity. And because you are not mature enough, you cannot live the sannyasa lifestyle properly. Therefore, you will not be qualified for jnanam. You can't attain jnanam also. In the bargain, there will be a great loss. Therefore, it is better to choose to be a grihastha following a life of karma yoga than choosing a life of sannyasa, which is also fraught with its own difficulties, because it needs a tremendous amount of focus, maturity. Okay, now, having said that, Bhagavan wants to encourage karma yoga, which means Bhagavan wants to encourage living a life of a householder, because that is the proper way. But that is how a person, an individual human being, why? The ashramas, all four ashramas themselves are designed for gradual, effortless, sophisticated growth. Effortlessly you can grow and you can accomplish spiritual end. You will not be deprived of accomplishing spiritual end. The proper way. That's why we say Shruti is always said to be Mata. The Shruti Mata, Veda Mata takes care of your well-being. What is better for you? How you are not distracted? How you are not, you don't fall into any pits? So how you are living in tune with the order without going against the nature, without swimming against the current. You swim along with the current. You go with the natural needs. At the same time, you are living a life properly in conformity with the values. You are living in harmony with Ishvara. Thereby you gradually, you are relaxed. At the same time, you are growing. And you will be prepared for jnana effortlessly, without any strain, comfortably you can attain jnana and moksha. If you follow the lifestyle enjoined by the shastram, taking to a householder's life, living a life of karma yoga, that's a proper way. So Bhagavan wants to encourage that. Now he wants Arjuna, he knows. If Arjuna is not, see, if a person is really prepared, really serious, nobody can prevent the person from becoming a sannyasi. And he can choose to live a sannyasa, he can spend all his time in studying the shastram, or discussing the shastram, teaching the shastram, dwelling upon the shastram, nobody can stop him, because he's driven by his urge. Otherwise, now, because of the escape, because when the problems are there in householder's life, and sometimes people want to escape from the problems that they go through in householder's life, genuinely not being prepared for such a lifestyle, genuinely there's no interest in jnanam or moksha. No, jnana, interest in jnanam is there, but not that serious. But they want to escape from the temporary problems in day-to-day life problems. Then they think, why should I choose that? Because Shastram allows me. Let me go for sannyasa. Then because of the pressure they have in facing the situations, the difficulties, there's no guts to overcome and do one's duty. There's not that. That means they're not strong enough. But the cowardice, that they want to leave everything as cowards, and they want to run. They want to go and escape, by living a sannyasa. And such vairagyam, because of the difficulties in life, when they want to really give up this householder's life and take to a life of sannyasa, and such sannyasa is like said to be smashana vairagyam. Such dispassion is said to be smashana vairagyam. You know what smashana vairagyam? Suppose somebody dies in a village or a neighborhood, and especially the family known to you, and where you have to attend the condolence, you have to attend the cremation, you go to crematorium grounds, and then that day you see definitely, you cannot see the family, close family members, children, the people associated with that person who died. They're all very upset and sad, and you see them. And that day you're also disturbed. When you are in amidst people who are all disturbed and sad and sorrowful, who terribly miss the person's presence, and that affects your mind, psyche also. And you also feel, what is their big deal? You know, after all, the person has gone. That day you also come back as if you're not interested in anything. All of it happens for all of us. Anybody happens. When somebody dies, you are there, and that particular day, one day, you will feel, okay, I'm not interested in anything, you'll be talking. But the very next day, finished. You are same person, with their own disease, their own likes and dislikes, with their own problems. You are there. Where is your vairagyam? It's gone. Because smashana vairagyam. Whenever the person goes to the the cremation grounds. Nowadays, you're going to electric crematorium, that's a different thing. Those days I'm talking. This called smashanam, is a place where the bodies are buried or usually cremated. The smashanam. And they go and come back, and they seem to be dispassionate temporarily for 1 or 2 days, maybe for a week. And they'll be again same passionate people. There won't be difference. And like that, when problems come in life, you want to escape from problems, then you want to take less sannyasa. Now Arjuna's case is what? Now Arjuna also does not want to kill Bhishma, Drona, etc. Arjuna has a lot of problem, and he is very affectionate. My cousins, my brothers, my kid, my teacher, my grandfather, my people, I am my citizens. I'm going to kill all of them. Look at this. Therefore, I don't want to get into trouble. And then let me escape. Baikshimapi haloke. No, Shreyaha. Better to live on alms. This is the mentality. Already he had that mentality. In the very first chapter he expressed. In the very second chapter, Arjuna expressed his mind. What is that? Baikshamapi ihaloke Shreyaha. Gurun ahatva. Without killing my teachers. It is better to live on alms. He already expressed it. Therefore, Krishna knows Arjuna's mentality, Arjuna's mind. Arjuna is really not ready for sannyasa. But now he wants to choose like sannyasa. Krishna would not have prevented Arjuna if he was really prepared for sannyasa. But we are not really prepared. But he only wanted escape from his, the situation. He didn't have the guts to face situation. That means it's the escapism. It is not real preparedness. Therefore, and not like Arjuna, the most of the people, 99% people in society are like Arjuna's. That is why the teaching is emphasized here. What is the proper way of life? What is the properly live? What does it mean by saying properly living one's life as enjoined by the Shastra? Now understand Dharma, understand the values, understand everything, enter into grihastha ashrama, have responsibility, also contribute for social well-being, you also grow, then as a mature person, you do the needful. Naturally, your maturity will take care of the rest of the life, the stages of life. You will be going to sannyasa mentally when you live properly your life. No, there will be stage. Otherwise, you'll be neither here. If you are not here as a karma yogi, as a grihastha, you cannot become prepared. And if you are not prepared for sannyasa lifestyle, then you cannot get jnanam also. Therefore, in between, you will be the loser. Therefore, what is the best thing to do? So, Bhagavan Krishna wants to encourage that, you know, the Vedic way of life enjoined by the Shastram, that how it's a must, it's must for every human being to go through these ashramas properly. Okay? Okay. So he says, he praises Karma Yoga. Now look at this. So praising a karma, praising a householder is a praising a Karma Yoga lifestyle. And praising Karma Yoga lifestyle is actually praising a grihastha. Okay, grihastha. Look at this now. Jnayasya nitya sanyasi yo na dveshti na kankshati nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Jnayasya nitya sanyasi yo na dveshti na kankshati jnayasya nitya sanyasi yo na dveshti na kankshati nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Bhagavan says, you know, Bhagavan calls a karma yogi a sanyasi. Karma Yogi, how much is he praised? A Grihastha is highly praised. A real Grihastha who lives a life of Karma Yoga, a householder who lives a life of Karma Yoga, a Dharma governed life is Sanyasi. How he is as good as a Sanyasi? He is a Sanyasi. How? It is said here, Gyeyaha Saha Nitya Sanyasi Iti Gyeyaha. It, Arjuna, that householder who lives life Karma Yoga as a householder should be understood to be a sannyasi. He is the sannyasi. Saha Nitya Sanyasi Gyeyaha. He should be known to be a sannyasi. Who? The householder who lives life Karma Yoga. Grihastha, not the one who has chosen life of sannyasa. The person who lives a grihasthashrami, a householder is sannyasi when he follows, when he lives a life of Karma Yoga. We understand all the married men, all the grihasthas are not sannyasis. A grihastha who lives a life of Karma Yoga is a sannyasi. Suppose everybody gets married. There's no purushartha nischayaha. There's no commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. There's no interest in Shastra study. There's no knowledge of value of Dharma. Therefore, there's no even commitment to live a life of Dharma. Simply like, you know, well educated, earning, well, got married because it's such a social order. Again, no, living a life of pomp, and he is a grihastha. Does Bhagavan mean every grihastha is a sannyasi? No. Of course, a grihastha who has purusharth nischeha, who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and who has chosen this lifestyle, grihastha ashrama lifestyle, and who lives a life of Karma Yoga to prepare his mind for Jnanam, doing his duties as a grihastha in all his roles, playing all his roles, he is a sannyasi. Not any grihastha is a sannyasi. A grihastha who lives a life of Karma Yoga is a sannyasi. Why? Because such a grihastha, such a householder who lives a life of Karma Yoga, na dveshti na kankshati. This grihastha, once, even if you are a grihastha, if you are a karma yogi, how are you living your life? Na dveshti na Kankshati, which means he manages, he has mastery over his likes and dislikes. Na Kankshati means he has mastery over his like. Na Dveshti means he has mastery over his dislike. So he has mastery over his likes and dislikes. Mean what? He has mastery over his desires. A Karma Yogi is capable of manage. Mastery means what? A Karma Yogi is not a Jnani yet. He has yet to prepare his mind for Jnana. And how can he have mastery? He has relative mastery over his emotions. Which means he is capable of managing his emotions. Okay? Being able to manage one's likes and dislikes, one's desires, one's emotions itself is an amazing thing. So Karma Yoga means what? A person lives like Karma Yoga means he manages his emotions. Therefore, Bhagavan says, na dveshti na kankshati. How does he manage? Whether there are objects in the world which are objects of his liking, or the situations in the world when he goes through with the objects of his dislike, whether situations, people, things are objects of his liking or disliking, he manages them how, whatever is appropriate he does, whatever is inappropriate he refrains from that. Which means his likes and dislikes or his behavior in day-to-day life is completely governed by his knowledge of right and wrong. His behavior, his actions are not mechanically dictated by his personal likes and dislikes. Therefore, whether he likes or not, he does what is appropriate. Whether he likes or not, he does not do what is inappropriate. Why? Because his will is surrendered to Bhagavan of Dharma. Because he is committed to Dharma. Why? He cannot compromise with Dharma. He knows the value of Dharma. Unless I live a life of values, there's no way of avoiding the conflicts. Unless I avoid conflicts, there's no way of being calm and being available for Shastra study understanding. Therefore, the person knowing the value of values, who's committed to live a life of values, because Karma Yoga means Dharma governed lifestyle. Once you're able to follow Dharma strictly, consciously, before doing everything, you're conscious of what you're doing, why you're doing, how you're doing. Are you doing simply because you're dimpled by your desires? Or even if you're doing things for fulfilling your desires, you take care that you are not doing just for fulfilling your desires alone. You see, you do not do anything wrong. You do what is right. It is commitment to Dharma and living a life of Dharma, knowing the value of Dharma, helps a person manage his emotions. And that managing one's emotions is what now actually said to be here. Different, this Karma Yogi does not, he doesn't, na kankshati, na dveshti. He does not like something, does not hate something. Then what you think called, he does not hate anything, doesn't have passion for anything. Which means, that is what, na kankshati, na dveshti. And he is nirdvandvaha. Nirdvandvaha. He is free from, he is relatively free from the hold of paths of opposites. Oh, Karma Yogi is not a Jnani. Jnani is absolutely Nirdvandvaha. Nirdvandvaha means one who is free from the hold of paths of opposites. Absolutely. One who is free from Punyam Papam. One who is free from pain and pleasure, one who is not affected by all paths of opposites, he is Nirdvandvaha. But a Karma Yogi, how can he be Nirdvandvaha? Karma Yogi is not absolutely free from paths of opposites. But relatively from pairs of opposites. How? Because Jnani is affected because he doesn't have, he is free from dosha enjoyership. Whereas the Karmayogi is free from pairs of opposites, pain, pleasure, everything. Why? Because he remains the same in all situations. So remaining the same in all situations, desirable, undesirable, pleasant, unpleasant situations is also what? Pain, pleasure, success, failure, loss, gain, you know, honor, dishonor. In all situations, the person remains the same. What does it mean? Because he looks at everything as prasada. How is it possible for him? Because he knows every situation, whatever happens, is within the realm of absolutely perfect order, which is Bhagavan. Because whatever happens, even in my perception, something may look imperfect and then something look disorder. But everything is happening because there's a cause behind everything. And everything is determined by, every situation that one goes through is determined by Bhagavan in the form of order. And Bhagavan is the karma phala data. Nothing happens out of blue. That everything happens because there's a proper reason behind it. And that reason I may not know. I need not know. Definitely there's a cause behind it. And the situation that I go through, in spite of, irrespective of what I am doing, my living life dharma, whatever I go through is just the prarabdha ordained situations and then the situations ordained by Bhagavan, the form of law and order, natural laws. Therefore, but even though law ordained situations, everything comes and goes, nothing is permanent here. And this understanding, and I am living my life ultimately for the permanent sukham, nitya nirantara sukham, in the form of Bhagavan Swarupam. I'm living this life ultimately for moksha, which is permanent. The non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting freedom, which is already there, to claim that I'm living this life. And to discover the truth, I'm living this life. So permanent happiness is in only in jnanam. I'm living this life for that jnanam. And even so, pain and pleasure, everything is impermanent. With this understanding, the person accepts, looks at everything as prasada, and his attitude of being able to look at everything prasada helps him accept everything with the sameness of mind. Therefore, he is also, you know, balanced. He has what? Samatvam is the sameness of mind. This mental equanimous, you know, is what now? Because of his mental equanimity, and he is said to be what? He is also Nirdvandvaha. Relatively, he is Nirdvandvaha. One who is not affected by pain and pleasure. One, because you will be easily affected if you do not have prasada buddhi. Even if you have prasada buddhi, you will be affected. So, if everything is prasada means, then you will have all strength to accept it. You can remain unafflicted. Why? Because you know pain is going to go. Pleasure is going to go. Without elation and dejection, you can remain calm, the same, because everything is impermanent. This understanding helps you maintain mental equanimity. Then you are Nirdvandvaha. And Krishna is saying, don't you think such a karmayogi grihastha, isn't he a sannyasi? He is a sannyasi. Because there may be a disease, lot of disease he may have in terms of likes and dislikes, but he manages all of them. Or if anything wrong has to do, he will not do to fulfill his desire. Therefore, there's renunciation on his part. Therefore, Krishna says, Satcha Karma Yogi Grihastha. So, Grihastha Karma Yogi. Okay? Karma Yogi Grihastha is sannyasi. Jnaya Sanitya Sanyasi Yo Nadveshti Nakangshati Nirdvandho Hi Mahabaho Sukham Bandhat Pramuchyate. And suppose you're a person lives such a life of karma yoga as a householder, not as the one sannyasi, not as the one who renounces, who has given up his social obligatory duties, not as the one who given up the other pursuits, but as an ordinary human being who pursues Arthakama dharmas also in conformity with dharma, who has all duties and responsibilities, who has more things still, hacha karma yogi grahastaha, what? Sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Sukham pramuchyate. He is liberated effortlessly from bondage of karma. See what, how much a grahastha is praised. Sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Because there's absolutely honesty. Isn't it? Sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Bandha pramuchyate. He is liberated from bondage. How? Effortlessly. Because karma yoga lifestyle, a person lives a life of karma yoga means because of his attitude towards everything, because of his attitude, Isharpana buddhi, because of his prasada buddhi, because of his samatva buddhi, he is relaxed. So, he is relaxed and then still living his life every day, often, no? And he really becomes prepared and he'll be qualified for jnanam. Jnanam will be possible. Shravanam, and the resolving doubts will be possible. And he will have contemplative disposition of the mind. Therefore, he will have jnanam. He will attain moksha. Definitely jnanam. So, but there's no effort involved here. Imagine if a person is not ready for sannyasa. He doesn't give life karma yoga. Doesn't live a life of grahastha. And chooses to live a sannyasa. What will happen? He cannot study. Or if he studies, he cannot be contemplate. He cannot really spend all his time in shastra. And then he may have a disease, disturbed by his own emotions. He cannot do a lot of things because he can't do. Sannyasa means again commitment, not to do things. You have to invite all pancha bhutas, five elements. And then you have a promise made. No, sangeetam hantya jami. I give up music. I give up dance. I give all abhisha pleasures. I give up that. All promise you make. And then now you still have desire for so many things. You make a commitment. You make a promise to all the things. I will not be interested in other pleasures or even enjoyment of the pleasure sensory objects. You promise, except food. To appease your hunger, you have to eat something. To quench your thirst, you have to drink. And you have to wear simple dress, clothing, and mind must be in shastra. If you wear these clothes, mind is not in shastra, there's no sannyasa. And suppose mind is dwelling upon something else other than shastra, you look, you have sannyasi look, but you think of something else, then again, you are neither there nor here. It's a very, Bhagavan is going to say that later on. Now we'll see, whereas a karma yogi, no, he is a sannyasi. Why? Na dveshti, na kankshati, and then he is a nirdvandvaha, he is a man, he is a person, because of his commitment to dharma, he manages all his emotions successfully that, and he, because of his mental equanimity, he is not affected by situations, the prasada, as a, having prasada buddhi, in due course of time, effortlessly, he will become qualified for jnanam, prepared for jnanam. He will have Bhagavan's, he will have to have abundance of Bhagavan's grace to have all the jnanam. He can, shravanam will be possible for him, attainment of all will be possible for him, resolving the doubts will be possible for him, even assimilation will be possible for him, because he goes through proper channel, and he attained jnanam, effortlessly, bandhat pramuchyate, agrastha karma yogi, a karma yogi grastaha will be liberated effortlessly from bondage. because a karma yogi grihastha is as great as sannyasi. He is a sannyasi. Look at this, how he is glorified. Next verse.
Sankhya yogau prithak balaha pravadanti na panditaha. Sankhya yogau prithak balaha pravadanti na panditaha. Ekamapyasthita samyak ubhayorvindate phalam. Sankhya yogau prithak balaha pravadanti na panditaha. Ekamapyasthita samyak ubhayorvindate phalam. Sankhya yogau prithak balaha pravadanti na panditaha. Ekamapyasthita samyak ubhayorvindate phalam.
Okay. Now here Bhagwan says, Sankhya yogau. The word Sankhyam, Sankhyaha means Avivdisha Sannyasi. And the Sannyasa lifestyle is to be Sankhya. And the Yogaha means a Grihastha lifestyle, a Grihastha, a Karma Yoga lifestyle, Karma Yoga, Grihastha following Karma Yoga lifestyle. Of these two lifestyles, a sannyasa lifestyle is meant by the word sankhya. Yogaha means grihasthas, a karma yogi grihasthas. So between these two lifestyles, which is better? Are they two? No. Krishna says, prithak vadanti. Oh, karma yoga. The karma yoga lifestyle is different. A householder's life is different. A sannyasi's lifestyle is different. Two different lifestyles. Lifestyles are different means what? Lifestyles are different, but still there's no difference in the goal. So prithak vadanti, who balaha, only immature people, uninformed people, who do not know, they alone say the Sankhyaha and Yogaha are different. Sankhyaha and Yogaha are not too different. Okay. Sannyasa lifestyle, Grihastha lifestyle are not too different things. Why? Because even though this difference in how you live, the goal is the same. Goal is the same. Both must be focused what? Whether you are a grihastha or a sannyasi. Whether vivisha sannyasi or a grihastha karma yogi, for both of you, goal is one and the same. Bhagavan is the goal. Jnanam is the goal. Moksha is the goal. Only thing is, a sannyasi is aspiring for totally for jnanam. A karma yogi makes efforts to prepare his mind for jnanam. That is where the difference is. So sankhyaha yogaha sankhya yogau. Sankhya and yoga. Prithak balaha vadanti. Balaha means a child, a boy. So balaha means what? Only immature people say they are two different things. So, Sankhya Yogau Prithag Vadanti Balaha Na Panditaha. Na Panditaha. So, Grihastha Ashrama. And a sannyasa, not ashrama here, sannyasa sannyasi's lifestyle. Both are not two, they're one and the same. Na panditaha, wise people, informed people who have profound knowledge of the shastram, clear vision. Panditaha mean the people of clear vision, they know what is what, and those people do not say karma yoga is different, yoga is different, sankhya is different. Sankhya means sannyasa lifestyle, and karma yoga, the grihastha karma yoga lifestyle, there's no difference. Why? Because for both of them, goal is the same. There's no difference in goal. And both of them value dharma. Both of them live a life of dharma. Whether you live a sannyasa lifestyle or a householder's lifestyle, you both of you have to follow what? Dharma. There's no compromise with dharma. And both of you committed to what? Jnanam. And both of you, ultimately, you're living a life for what? Jnanam. There's no difference. One is prepared enough to pursue jnanam. One is preparing oneself for jnanam. That's all the difference. Therefore, balaha prithagvadanti. Only immature people, uninformed people, unintelligent people, they only say karma, sankhyaha and yogaha, karma yoga and sannyasa, sannyasa karma yoga as different, whereas panditaha na pravadanti, wise people do not say they are different. Why? Because ekam api samyak asthitaha. Ekam api samyak asthitaha. Being given to one lifestyle. Being resorting to one lifestyle proper. Samyak means properly. An adverb here. So, asthitaha means being given to following one lifestyle. Or being resorting to one lifestyle properly, perfectly. Now, understanding why you are living that lifestyle. Why you are following that way of life. Why you have chosen that lifestyle. The proper understanding, if you are committed to one lifestyle, if you live that one thing, resorting to any one of them properly, ubhayoho palam vindate. Now, resorting to any one of the lifestyles properly, then definitely one accomplishes the ultimate end, which is accomplishable, to be accomplished by living these both lifestyles. By living a life karma yoga, building as a grihastha, living a life karma yoga, what has to be ultimately accomplished is in moksha, in jnanam, in terms of moksha only. By choosing a life of sannyasa, what is to be accomplished ultimately is jnanam and moksha. So ubhayoho phalam is what? Ultimate purpose of following any lifestyle is attainment of moksha in terms of jnanam. And that phalam definitely one accomplishes, one will accomplish if a person now is resorting to even one lifestyle properly. Ekam api samyak asthitaha. Samyak asthitaha. Definitely you cannot miss it. They're not two different things. Therefore, they're not two means what? Nothing is superior, nothing is inferior. Both are, that's why the beginning Bhagavan said, Nishreyasa karau. Both are equally auspicious. Both are equally good. Both lifestyles lived properly will bless one with absolute success in terms of moksha. Absolute good.
Sankhya yoga prithak balaha pravadanti na panditaha. Ekamapyasthita samyak ubhayor vindate phalam.
which means grastha ashramaha, sannyasa ashramaha, both the ashramas are highly, equally effective, beneficial, efficacious. You know, Bhagavan really, even though does not mention all the four brahmacharya, grastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa ashramas, he definitely mentions here just the two ashramas are really given importance here. Why? Because after the brahmacharya alone, you choose the lifestyle here. Whether enter into grastha karma yoga lifestyle or yet take to vividisha sannyasa lifestyle called, you know, naishtika brahmacharyam. Therefore, ashramaha in this context, we understand what does the word ashramaha mean here. The word sankhyaha means sannyasa ashramaha, which is actually a way of life. And grastha ashramaha, I told you already, is also a way of life. And here, so sannyasa ashramaha is said to be nivritti margaha and grastha ashramaha is the pravritti margaha. Whether nivritti margaha, pravritti margaha. And here, nivritti margaha means nivritti margaha, in the life of living, a life of renunciate means living one's life in seclusion, a secluded life. Therefore, in fact, whether a person has to become a grihastha, even to become a grihastha, one has to be prepared. So grihastha ashrama is for preparing oneself for sannyasa ashrama. But you know, sannyasa ashrama is ultimately for jnanam, which is moksha. So grihastha ashrama is for one to prepare oneself for old age. Sannyasa ashrama. And brahmacharya ashrama is actually to prepare one for living one's life successfully as a grihastha. So only in during brahmacharya ashrama you understand how you should enter into grihastha ashrama life, how you should live your life. You all learn as a brahmachari, but actually you implement your knowledge of dharma only when you live as a householder, grihastha. Therefore, every ashrama becomes a support, you know, which as a preparatory ground for the other ashrama. Therefore, brahmacharya ashrama being the preparatory ground for grihastha ashrama lifestyle, brahmacharya ashrama is not separated from grihastha ashrama in this context. So also, vanaprastha ashrama also is actually a preparatory ground for one to enter into total renunciation. Because vanaprastha ashrama is the ashrama where one learns to gradually withdraw from activities. So preparation for one to later on become a sannyasa, enter into sannyasa ashrama. Therefore, vanaprastha ashrama is included in sannyasa ashrama. And brahmacharya ashrama is included in grihastha ashrama. The Bhagavan considers only these two ashramas in this context. And he says, these both ashramas are two ways of, you know, ways of life. And both are equally highly beneficial and efficacious. Therefore, comparing these two lifestyles, which is superior, which is inferior, which is better, which is not better, is not right thing, appropriate thing. And if at all somebody says they are different, or superior, inferior, and such people who compares them, who say that they are different, and they are really immature people. which means they do not understand. It takes a lot of understanding to appreciate both being important, both being equally effective. Actually, so the word yoga, which means a householder's lifestyle, agrastha ashrama, involves great responsibilities. Family responsibilities also means social responsibility. He has responsibility for taking care of, contributing for social well-being, as well as for one's own family and one's own self. Therefore, these two ashramas are different, separate. They're not equal. If anybody says, and such a person is actually immature person. Whereas Panditaha, the wise people, do not say that. And they say, according to them, they both are equally important. Why? Because ultimately goal is the same. So Bhagavan makes it very clear. Yekam api asthitaha. Having resorted to any one of the lifestyles, in keeping with one's preparedness, one's inclination for things, which means in keeping with now one's paradha impelled inclination, you know, whatever lifestyle one chooses, and if he is totally committed to that lifestyle, then definitely, and they will be, that person will accomplish the ultimate end, which is the only end to be accomplished by people of both lifestyles. Okay, now we'll see next verse. Because moksha and jnanam are the only ultimate end for both ashramis. Yat sankhai prapyate jnanam tadyogairapi gamyate. Yat sankhai prapyate sthanam. Yat sankhai prapyate sthanam. Tadyogairapi gamyate. Ekam sankhyancha yogancha. Yav pashyati sa pashyati. Yat sankhyai prapyate sthanam. Tadyogairapi gamyate. Ekam sankhyancha yogancha. Yav pashyati sa pashyati. Again, Bhagavan continues his praising of Karma Yoga, Agrastha Ashrami. He says, Yat sthanam sankhyaihi prapyate, tad yogaihi api gamyate. See, that ultimate end, the goal, what is to be ultimately accomplished by a sannyasi. The people of sannyasa, the same end, the same goal in terms of moksha is accomplished by a grastha karma yogi also. A karma yogi grastha also accomplishes the same end. In moksha, there's no difference. In hind, there's no difference. In jnanam, there's no difference. You know, yat sankhyaihi gamyate, tat yogaihi api gamyate. Yat sankhyaihi prapyate, tat sthanam yogairapi gamyate. Sankhyehi yatsthanam prapyate tatsthanam yogirapi gamyate. Whatever is the end ultimately accomplished by sannyasis, the same end is accomplished by grihastha, karma yoga, karma yogis also. There is no difference. Ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yah pashyati sah pashyati. So the person who sees yaha pashyati, who sees the ultimate end being jnanam, moksha in terms of jnanam, to be accomplished by a karma yogi and a sannyasi, is the one who sees both as one and the same. He does not see two different, like two lifestyles as two different things. Lifestyles are different, but the end is the same. Because there's no, as I told you already, whether a sannyasi or a karma yogi, for jnanam, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam cannot be avoided. The person lives the life of karma yoga as a grihastha, becomes prepared, then he does shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, attains jnanam. A person is giving up the social obligatory duties, he does shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, he also attains jnanam and moksha. There's only difference. Therefore, in sadhanas, there's no difference. Therefore, what he says, yat yaha pashyati, ekam pashyati, one who sees karma, grihastha ashramaha, sannyasa ashramaha, karma yoga lifestyle, jnana yoga lifestyle, as one and the same. One and the same is what now? Ultimate end is the goal to be accomplished by following any lifestyle is one and the same goal. The difference is not there. Ultimate goal is one and the same. And such a person alone really sees, he knows. Yaha pashyati ekam pashyati saha pashyati. One who understands this being one and the same, the goal being one and the same, such a person alone knows. He alone sees correctly. Okay. This is a little more explanation, which I think I should do next class. Therefore, yat sankhyehi, yat sthanam sankhyehi prapyate, tat sthanam yogaihi api gamyate, ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yaha ekam pashyati saha pashyati. Therefore, the absolute end to be accomplished in terms of moksha is attained by sannyasis, is same goal attained by people, grihastha karma yogis also. Therefore, the person who sees the sannyasa ashrama and karma yoga, there's a grihastha ashrama, as the two lifestyles are equally effective, equally efficacious to accomplish the one and the only end. Therefore, they're the same. The result of living both lifestyles is ultimately one and the same. One who sees this clearly, that person alone really sees. He alone has an understanding. Okay? This will again, we'll see in the next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.